This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. There are more questions than answers for the murder of a man in Centennial Park near Sydney who's been confirmed to be gay. Anthony Causey was found by 2 joggers in September last year and initially was reported to be straight. Police now say the 37-year-old remained in the closet to even his family and friends and are not ruling out a hate attack. Causey joins several other gay men who've fallen victim in the area.
Melbourne's Midsummer Festival got off to a flying start with thousands turning out to celebrate Carnival. And with pre-sales for many festival events topping last year, Midsummer looks set to be a great success. General Manager Adam Lowe says the event is vital for the queer community.
It truly is a festival for and by the queer community of Melbourne, celebrating everything that is the fabric of our culture. We still voice our political statements through the work that we do.
There's still time to get involved. Go to midsummer.org.au to check out the program.
We'll be heading to the polls for a federal election this year, and Australian Marriage Equality is using it as an opportunity for more action. Details will be released in the coming weeks for demonstrations to be held in grassroots areas. AME is currently drumming up more corporate support as well, with the Commonwealth Bank and Qantas already on board.
Centrelink may go easier on gay couples who are afraid of discrimination. This in a letter from Jenny Macklin, Minister for Families, Housing, Community Services and Indigenous Affairs to gay organisations, including ACON. With only about half the expected number of couples registering their details, Macklin says Centrelink may waive any accrued debt if the couple had a legitimate fear of discrimination. She says that may apply more for older gays and those living in rural areas.
Mardi Gras partygoers will hear last year's chart-topping When Love Takes Over as a US R&B dance star heads down under. Kelly Rowland has confirmed she'll be performing at Moore Park in March for this year's party in Sydney. It will be part of a nationwide tour and she'll also take to the stage in Perth and Brisbane while she's in Oz.
The Obama administration has appointed 2 transgender professionals to government positions. Dylan Orr and Amanda Simpson are the first presidentially appointed transgender persons. Orr is a special assistant at the Department of Labor, and Simpson, a senior technical advisor in the Commerce Department. The religious right has accused Obama of pandering to the gay and transgender movement.
Uganda's president is sitting on the fence over legislation that could see a minimum sentence of life in prison for same-sex relationships. Yoweri Museveni claims the issue is now out of his control as the bill is prepared for a second parliamentary hearing in February. One of his ministers, David Bahati, is proposing the new laws against gays and lesbians and has told the BBC it's what Ugandans believe.
We do not recognise homosexuality in our country as a human right. We recognize it as a learned behavior which can be unlearned.
Following Portugal's approval of plans to legalize same-sex marriage, the Pope has spoken out. Addressing diplomats from 170 countries, the Pope said that laws that deny the differences between the sexes are an attack on creation. He was referring to recently approved same-sex marriage laws in Mexico City, New Hampshire, and Portugal. Portugal's new law, once signed off by the president, should take effect from the start of April.
Briefly in other news, 2 gay couples in the US are in court in what could become a landmark case to determine whether states like California are allowed to ban same-sex marriage. A UK charity says it's having to deal with more gay Muslims than ever before who continue to be shunned by their families. And the case for a Malawi gay couple has been adjourned after one of the accused collapsed in court.
To QNN Sport, the World Out Games held in Copenhagen in 2009 has declared a profit of $234,000. The funds will be distributed among local Danish GLBT organisations. And Glamourhead Sharks Midsummer Interclub Swim Meet is shaping up as a night of top competition and fun. With a range of swimmers competing in all strokes, the meet's on January 30 at the Richmond Rec Centre.
Are there any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.